It is time for us to take a look at sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And in sports news, the Yankees won two out of three against the Major League Baseball champion, Washington Nationals. I do believe the Mets split their first couple of games. The Red Sox also split their first couple of games as we start our 60-game season in Major League Baseball. George Steinbrenner is meant to throw out the first ball at Yankee Stadium. Not going to happen. He's not going to do it. I know there are a ton of Yankee fans on the web upset about that. I'm not sure whether that changed it, because there wouldn't have been any crowds there to boo President Trump. But anyway, he's not going to throw out the first ball. Why don't we have a former Yankee great throw out the first ball? That'd be nice. Give Chris Chambliss for his home run, which defeated Kansas City, which sent the Yanks on in the playoffs that year. Could have Reggie Jackson throw out the opening ball. You could have Derek Jeter or Mariano Rivera throw out the opening ball. I mean, the list is the list is incredible of who could throw out that opening ball. It doesn't have to be a politician. It can be someone from baseball himself, from the team itself, in the shortened season. Could be somebody from the Jets or Giants that could throw out the first ball. It doesn't have to be a politician. I saw in the first game in Washington Nationals, Dr. Fauci threw out the first ball. God love him. He threw it like I would throw it. Into the ground, far, far, far to the right of the catcher. It was a horrible throw. It was a horrible pitch. I could have done that. I could have done that without any problem at all. But I was not afforded the chance. But anyway, yeah, let's have an old-time Yankee throw out the ball. I think that would be a smart thing to do, not get political about it. Anyway, so that's the way our 60-game season has broken out. It's going to be a season full of asterisks, because there's no way this season at 60 games can go down as a regular season. So whoever wins the World Championship, there'll be an asterisk. Whoever wins the National League and American League Championship, there'll be an asterisk. Whoever wins their division, there'll be an asterisk. And another thing, about half the teams are getting into the playoffs. Just about half the teams will get into the playoffs. This is a train wreck waiting to happen. Now, I will quote, I think the NBA, by having their games like they do, they completely, you don't miss the crowd at all, the way the NBA has it set up, and the WNBA. You don't miss the crowds at all. They're in the smaller arenas. They're blocked out. They've got advertising signs hanging around. But it doesn't affect watching the game. I have to say that for the NBA and for the WNBA. I haven't seen the NHL yet, but I know it does kind of affect the game a little bit when you're watching baseball and somebody hits a long foul ball into the stands. I don't know why the cameras cover it, because they cover it and you see the ball hit an empty seat, bounce it about 200 feet in the air. You know, follow it till you know it's going to be foul, then come back and let the announcers just announce. And there are clubs that are putting those cutouts of people behind home plate, and some even in the outfield. Hey, listen, you can't hide it that way. Hide it by not showing the fans, just the stands. You know, just don't do those camera shots into the stands. Keep everything focused on the game itself. It's the foul ball that's going to the stands. let the announcer say it's a foul ball into the stands. You don't have to follow it into Emptyville. I think I made up a new word, Emptyville. I don't know. Let's see who's listening this morning. Eddie Meads has got his car wash open. I've got a gift certificate that gets you $5 off a car wash at State Line Car Wash. You want that? I'll take, where's my pen? I'll take the first two calls at 860-364-5141. First two calls, 860-364-5141, you'll win a gift certificate for $5 off the car wash. And it's good for the automated car wash. You just slide it in there, and it gives you $5 off the price. So if you'd like to get your car washed, State Line Car Wash, I've got $5 off. 860-364-5141 is the telephone number if you'd like to win a car wash ticket where you get $5 off. State Line Car Wash at the State Line between New York and Connecticut in between Salisbury and Millerton, all right? 860-364-5141. That will wrap up our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.